The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, Beander Media Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
Hello, we are back.
Yes, we are.
We're back
in the path of
We've made it back. We've made it back, and we are in the path of Michael. Not necessarily, actually. We're actually doing okay for the time being. I think we're gonna skirt it for the time being.
I hope so, man.
Oh, you and me both. Trust me, both.
Wasn't I telling you that like North Carolina and South Carolina should just give up and move?
Give up and move? Yeah, they just keep getting hit with everything. I mean, they just have no luck whatsoever there. No. So, but yeah, anyway. So, go ahead and cue Betty.
Boo whoop, boo weep. I see one, I see two, I see three, and that's it. Let's keep this shit short.
Bloody hell, Betty. You got it. Love you. Smooches.
Ugh, you never give up, do you, Roger? Back to you, Anthony.
Hey everyone, it's Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa.
Hey everybody, it's Joe in Studio B in Circuit Pathway 2B4C4Delta4Alpha PAR 722 in Chicagoland. By the way, our chat room is open. It may have some other strange title in there because I didn't change it.
Oopsie poopsie.
www.shyampa.info, and I think there's another website change coming soon. Isn't there, Anthony?
yes, there is. We have decided that because the .info domain name was too confusing for almost everybody, we went ahead and registered.
I
wasn't either, but we were like one of the very few that weren't confused. So we're actually going to be migrating to a .org soon in the near future.
There's going to be a plethora of .dot crazy names.
.dot something.
Right?
Yeah.
So get used to it. But anyways, our phone lines are ready if you want to bitch about this at 813-327-8566.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit, and this is episode 150 of the Joe and Anthony Show, off the rails from Monday, October 8th, 2018. Background tracks used on the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin McLeod. Visit incompetech.com for more. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Oh, thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Yeah, thanks, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Huh. So what are we going to talk about? Your days? Our days? How was your day, Anthony?
My day, actually, you know, my day wasn't all that bad, to be honest with you. Just been kind of... you know, in the IT world, sometimes it's all about being prepared. So we had to start. We had to start some initial preparation in the event the hurricane decided to take a right hook directly towards Tampa, because it's still, I don't think it's still near us yet. I don't think it's going to be a while until it comes near us. Probably, I think sometime tomorrow, I believe, is the radar. I'm looking for the radar. I cannot seem to find it.
And when it sends those big plumes of clouds over in your direction, no matter what, it's going to be...
It's going to be a mess. It's going to be an absolute mess. Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Oh, yeah, see, because it's kind of, it looks like it's kind of hanging out over Cuba right now-ish.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it could go anywhere. They still track it, you know.
Is it gonna head over Puerto Rico again?
No, it's heading, what it's doing is it's heading northbound, and it's heading straight north to pretty much Jacksonville.
Oh.
So, right now, though, it's off the tip of Cuba. So, it hasn't even, laterally, it has not come up towards Tampa. So, there are spaghetti models that show it actually going some, not all, but a couple of them. There was one this morning that had it going right through Tampa. And then there's another one, which is the same one. It's moved out a little bit. To where we wouldn't get a direct hit, but we would be grazed by it. Most of the models, though, show it going up and hitting the panhandle. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens over the next 24 hours. I have my plywood and I have my water, so I'm good. I have my Belvitas. I have some canned goods. I don't have a lot of canned goods because we've been kind of going through them out of hurricane season to kind of refresh in it. But I think I'll be okay for now. There's enough
batteries.
Batteries. I have some. So we'll see. I won't be entirely as prepared as I probably should be, but I will be better prepared than I would have been a year ago. When Irma
hit. Also means, will Roger be taking over streaming duties?
That may be a possibility. We don't know yet.
Okay.
So if we lose connectivity, then we'll have to lean on Roger a little bit to do some things for us.
And we may have a live broadcast with Anthony in the thick of things reporting from
That's true. I may be reporting from Hurricane Central Tampa because if it starts getting a little wonky here, I'll definitely have some time off of work and I'll have nothing to do other than board up my windows and hoard canned foods. So, yeah. But how is your day, Joe? Let's get into you.
Wow. Well, my day was quite busy. The other place of business that I work for was quite a nice boost in business due to the holidays. So we were pleasantly surprised.
Well, that's good.
Yes, and we got quite some nice reviews too off of it. So I'm really happy about that.
Ooh.
You know, folks, I work my tail off to try to make sure I keep a good place for the customers and for my employees. So
it's very important.
It feels good. So, yeah, that was most of my day. When I got home, I had to really force myself into script mode because it was tough. I just wanted to veg. I just wanted to sit here and play with Sims all day.
Well, at least the good thing is, though, that it looks like you actually got some of that scripting taken care of.
I did.
Yeah, so you did well with that. Good for you.
Yeah. So what's our time frame? We got, 12 minutes?
11 minutes and 45 seconds until your news.
Sneezing.
Oh, okay. We're having a sneeze attack. Well, I guess we could move right into the weed corner then.
Yes. Why don't you do that?
All right. Let's move into the weed corner. All right. So you may or may not have, this one has been making some tracks on the news, so you may have heard of this, but I had to run it up again. This one comes from Mashable. A group of teens recently stole a van and crashed it into Native Roots, a pot shop in Colorado. They raided the dispensary's display cases, which were apparently filled with product. However, the joke was on them. The shop actually uses oregano instead of actual marijuana in their display cases. So basically, they stole a van, crashed through the front of the store, caused thousands of dollars worth of damage to steal a bunch of oregano.
That one deserves a sad trombone sound.
That does, and I don't have it. The only thing I have close to it is
do you know, we haven't been dealing with,
I have the exploding
sound
cat
effects lately.
We really haven't. I have the exploding cat. Oh, how's that? Ooh.
There we go. That's bad.
There goes the kitty. Bye, kitty. Bye, kitty.
No real cats were harmed.
No real animals were harmed in the making of any of these tracks that anyone knows us. knows of. So anyway, they the shop actually locks away their product someplace much safer than a display case, so stupid teenagers can't get to it. But of course, they did cause several thousand dollars worth of damage. So
wow.
Yeah, our next one. So, you know, Canada is obviously the hot commodity right now for marijuana.
Yes, it is.
It is. And this story comes from 420 Intel. Recreational cannabis in Canada is in Canada. It's
Canada.
It's not Canada. It's Canada. Now we are now in Canada. 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 Yeah, it's Canada. Canada cannabis country is Canada.
You heard it here, folks.
You heard it here first. Yeah. It's Canada.
Copyright, registered, all that.
Register BNR Media Group, LLC. Mm-hmm. All right. So it's set to be legal in less than 2 weeks. But as.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're looking at, I think it was October 17th. So it's even closer now. Industry experts are predicting that the current supply is unlikely to meet the high demand expected for the next year. A recent study found that roughly 4.6 Canadians, 16% of the population, or 4.6 million Canadians, about 16% of the population, used some form of cannabis in the second quarter of 2018. Go Canada. Health Canada estimates that the annual demand is 926,000 kilograms. That's a lot of kilograms.
Damn.
Yep. A recent estimate states that the country's supply of medical cannabis is currently at 66,404 kilograms. So they have quite the deficit. They're expecting to sell almost a million kilos of weed, and they don't even have 70,000 kilos. There's the sad trombone. There it is. We knew it was somewhere. And that was your weed corner with Anthony. And I think Joe's got a dictionary or something he wants to do some funky stuff with.
I do. All right, let's play this little thingy.
All right, you
here.
Play your little thingy.
So what's better than Chip Skipper and a biscuit? It's discovering a new word. Today, Joe is going to pick a word at random
on my desk.
1983, the American Heritage Dictionary.
Awesome.
And tell you all about it. Okay, here we go!
Oh my God. So in the process of doing his Vanna White with his dictionary, Joe like totally knocked his microphone off into next week.
Okay, so our word of the day, and we're checking our file to make sure it's not a duplicate.
Okay, good.
Because our previous words are from episode 148 was picture. Episode 149 was departure. And today's word of the day is preside. To hold the position of authority, to act as chairperson, or to possess or exercise authority or control. So it's from Latin. Presidere.
Latin.
To hold authority. So we're going to go ahead and update our file.
There you go.
And there we have it. Wasn't that fun?
That was awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
See, here at Chiampa Radio and the Joe and Anthony Show, we want to educate everyone, no matter what. You got to learn new words, right?
I want to learn about this new wasabi mix I have in front of me.
Ooh, what kind of wasabi mix is that, Anthony?
It's wasabi mix.
Oh, look at that. It's got like green things.
It's
and
got a whole bunch of different things in it. It's delicious.
Looks good to me. So, yeah, I'm currently enjoying a delicious whiskey and Mexican cola beverage.
Oh my!
Oh yes.
What is that? Is that a fightin' Mexican? What's that called? A fightin' Mexican whiskey and
whiskey?
I would call it a fightin' Mexican because whiskey makes you feisty. Well, not you. Whiskey makes people feisty. I'd call it a fightin' Mexican.
I'm in controlled mode right now, but yeah, if I was to have, and I've been kind of like, the first shot was the 1.5 ounce, but now I've switched to the 3/4 ounce.
I see.
Yeah, I mean, I want the flavor.
You want the flavor.
With a little bit of the buzz.
There you go.
We've got lots of time, and unfortunately, folks, it's been a really rough past month for me. One of my best friends here in Chicago, he had a medical situation that put him in the hospital, and it was pretty serious for some time.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta say, you know, I would share with your employer and best friends emergency contact information, so in case something happens to you, people can be notified on a post-haste basis.
Absolutely.
Yep. So, and right now he's recovering pretty well. He's at a facility. Oh God, the facility is run by like gay people. And that's not, I'm not saying that's bad, but it's just weird.
By
it's
what,
just,
what kind of people?
I just said it. Gay people.
Gay people. Well, you are gay, so I guess you can talk about the gays because you're gay.
But it's just so overt. It's wild. I guess maybe because I don't get out much.
Are there like glory holes in the hallway or something? Do they have like a sponge bathroom and a steam room with like, you know, a whole bunch of naked gay men sitting around doing?
There's lots of floors in this place. Anyways,
I see.
So,
all that gayness. All that gayness. Well, you can read your part of the script, and you can also play the national day. Because remember, we got 3 minutes until your news, but we still have to pull the wheel.
Let's go ahead and play Roger's thingy.
Okay.
If you didn't know it, and if you did, pip pip for you. Anyway, this is your National Day moment, read out loud by me, Roger. Well, folks, today, October 8th, 2018, is American Touch Tag Day, Columbus Day, National Fluffernutter Day, National Kickbutt Day, National Online Bank Day, and Native American Day. Oh my, Joe, stop kicking butt for Native Americans while touching your fluffernutter as you bank online already so that Anthony can push a button that stimulates a spinning wheel, Joe quotes unquote pulled, I think. Take it away, guys.
Okay, here
All
comes,
right, give it a try. There you go. Ready? Okay.
Oh,
it's that wheel. We got that wheel. Ooh, there it goes. We just got it fixed, too, I swear.
Yeah, right.
That hole in the ceiling's never gonna go away. Alrighty, so
yeah, I heard about this too, but what's going on with this?
Yeah, go figure. This is kind of an interesting one. Well, it may not matter in a few days. Jacksonville may just be blown off the map. But First Coast ABC News Jacksonville brings us tonight's random news story that's really an important public service announcement. A Jacksonville gas station owner is asking people not to warm urine in the store's microwave. The owner says that he got sick and tired of people bringing in their urine containers. He says that random people walk into his store off the street, microwave some urine containers, and then leave. They don't even buy anything.
Is there a drug testing facility nearby?
Ha ha ha. The gas station is within walking distance of a Quest Diagnostics and a LabCorp. Both companies offer drug testing services and collect urine samples. The owner says some people walk into her store so desperate, trying to pass their tests, that they become violent when they're asked to leave. A few months ago, a woman was so combative that the owner decided to put a sign on the microwave telling people not to microwave their pee. Yep, a spokesperson for Quest Diagnostics said that the location near the gas station does not collect urine samples, and that nearest facility that does is about 5 miles away. LabCorp has declined to comment.
Well, before we go to Betty, first I gotta say, well, just buy something and stick it in the microwave with your pee.
No, just don't put your pee in the microwave. We don't put pee in the microwave.
We're not endorsing putting pee in the microwave.
I mean, seriously.
Just buy something. Or get one of... Don't they have heat packs nowadays? Where you
I think so.
Things?
Yeah, go get a heat pack thing or something. Yeah. Go buy a Wizinator or something. Jesus.
All right, buddy. What do you got to say?
Listen to these shows and more that we recast on Shyamba Radio.
from Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center, 104.5 FM, WRFU, which hosts the World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. And, from archive.org, the Daily Tech News Show with Tom Merritt and Labor Express Radio with Jeremy Mead Lucero. Be sure to visit shyampa.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Back to you, Joe. Betty, out.
Well, thanks, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
So, where am I in the script here? Hold on. Ah, it's time for your Shyampa weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport. And don't forget, if you got a hot tip for the Shyampa Radio Weather Department, drop us a line or give us a call or whatever at 813-327-8566. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently mostly cloudy at 84 degrees. The dew point is at 66, humidity is at 55, giving us a heat index of 86. And the winds are out of the southwest at 17, gusting to 26. View pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, partly cloudy with a low around 69. South winds around 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Partly sunny with a high near 80. South winds around 10 miles per hour with gusts as high as 20. Tuesday night, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 4 a.m. Mostly cloudy though, with a low around 71. South winds will be 10 to 15 with gusts as high as 20. Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms likely, then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m. High near 76. South winds around 15 with gusts as high as 25. Chance of precipitation is 90%. Hey, grab your favorite device and tune in for Headphone Meditations with our friend John Dubose at 7 p.m. New York time this Wednesday. October 12th. Be sure to visit our website, shyampa.info, for our complete broadcast schedule. And hey, come say hi in the chat room, too. We may not be there, but say hi anyway.
Say hi to nobody. Let me see. I should go to the website and see what's going on.
And that's your Chicago weather, folks. And now for the news. First, I'm going to eat this cookie.
That's some news right there for you.
All right.
I think we have a guest. Yep. We have a guest in the chat room.
Hello, guest.
He likes smoking basil. I think I'm logged in as you.
It appears
as I am.
And guess what, Anthony?
What?
We haven't had a poop story in a long while. Thanks, Chip Skipper.
Thanks, Chip.
By the way, Chip Skipper's Facebook has been deactivated for a little while.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Well, no, it was a personal choice. He wasn't coerced.
Okay, well, that's good.
He just decided he needed some time away from that divisive platform.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Yep. Anyways, this story out of our friends at UPI. Maine woman's artwork is going viral thanks to her creative uses of a plentiful natural resource. Could you guess what that is, Anthony?
Poop.
Correct.
How about that? Purple poop.
I don't think it's purple. It might be. It could be iridescent. Who knows?
Ooh, iridescent poop. I don't know if I want iridescent poop.
Well, it's moose poop. Somerville resident Mary Winkenbach came to the internet's attention after hawking her turdy works wares at the Common Ground Fair is now using social media to sell figurines, clocks, and other artworks that incorporate real Maine moose turds.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of frightening.
Poop clock. I have a poop clock. Yay. Anyways, everyone takes a crap, Wickenbach told WABI-TV. Everyone goes to the bathroom, so everyone can relate to that. Well, I don't take my poop, Mary, and turn it into a clock.
I see.
Anyways, Wickenbach told WABI that everyone... Oh, I already said that. For example, the first off we make now instead... What? For example, the first off we make now... Oh, instead of a cuckoo clock, this is a poo-poo-o clock.
Oh my god.
We took them turds and we crammed them in between the number there, so there's only one turdy, two turdy, and three turdies.
Oh boy.
Wow, that's something.
Oh boy. She said all of her turdy works are sourced from local feces. The turds are all local. Did you notice how they haven't really said a moose until the end of the damn story, basically?
Really? That's kind of upsetting.
We just go out and track the moose, and wherever the moose are, they're going to take a crap. And I have found that when I moose takes a dump, you walk about 50 yards in any direction, and they take another one.
It's better than birds that eat blueberries and then shit on your head.
Oh. No, that wouldn't be
our chat room guest has experience with that.
Oh. I'm sorry to hear that, chat room guest. Let's move on to this next interesting story.
Okay, let's move on. I like to move on.
Pure creativity from a cemented point of view. But it's China, so we should come to expect a higher level of intelligent design in all of this. Well, a Chinese woman used 40 empty cement bags to craft an intricate wedding dress with an especially long train. But Anthony, really? Why? And if you look at the video, she goes up a ladder, I believe.
I'm not looking at any videos of any women pooping up ladders. Thank you very much.
Just why? You have to see the video, folks. And I may or may not post it. We'll see. Betty will post it. Tan Lily, 28, dubbed the cement bag Empress Wu by fans, shared a video showing the wedding gown she made by sewing these 40 cement bags together. You could see her, like, walking in the dress, dragging a long cement bag train behind her. Now, she said she was inspired when she saw the empty cement bags and decided to put them to artistic use. So now, my question is, where was she when she saw these bags? Because I hardly ever see empty cement bags. I always see the truck.
Well, this is China, so China is very dirty. So she probably just saw them at some kind of construction site that they just kind of had them lying around. She should have done moose poop instead. I hear it's a craze somewhere else.
I guess you just bake it and it hardens into a nice moose clay poop-like substance.
Moose clay poop-like substance, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I think that's awesome.
You know, Anthony, though, I need to be inspired more often by simple things, as if moose poop wasn't enough. Uh-huh. So what do we have next here, Anthony?
I think we got another cart. There we go. You got
Take
another
a
cart
stand
in two and a half
cock.
Minutes. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, eat a chili pepper, too.
Uh-huh.
So, recently, and again, you know, China's hot in the news lately. I'm telling you. A Chinese resort unveiled a 20-foot-tall rooster statue made out of chili peppers and corn cobs.
Ooh, that's a big hot cock.
A video filmed at the resort in Linyi City, Shandong Province. It shows the giant rooster statue with its body composed of red and green chili and its legs made from corn cobs. Well, at least it's organical and natural and all
there
that.
There you go, that works.
Theosmorphically, you could feed a community off of it, right?
Sure, why not?
Well, the statue was made in honor of the city's chili crop, which was recently harvested. Damn, what a crop.
Right.
Without knowing all the specifics, I bet it was a bumper cropper. Locals said the city has been a major source of chili peppers for more than 200 years. Well, hot dang, that's just awesome. And guess what, folks? That's it for my news.
No, awesome.
Now, we've got a few moments of talkable talk, so we'll talk.
Like 20 seconds worth.
You know, all these stories that I've found, I usually use one or two different sources, and it goes in waves. Like, sometimes it's just crazy Florida animal stories. That's all I get. And I'm like, I can't use any of these.
Yeah, that seems to be what happens.
You know, so sometimes I have to go far and wide to find...
Far and wide. And yeah, this week you went to China. No wonder why you're so exhausted, Joe. You went to China.
Well, listen, I'm not going to talk about the two killings that happened in Rogers Park recently.
Yeah, I don't like to talk about that stuff.
Right?
That's not good. No bueno.
Yeah.
No bueno.
No bueno.
Anyway, so, all right, thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
Do you want to be part of this disjointed Southern Fried GMO loaded experience? Then give us a call at 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, queer youth demand adult action to stop bullying and suicide. Spotlighting the star of songs on screen, Jennifer Cordae, in This Way Out Music Focus. Gay Indian comic actor Nikki Dunne makes his U.S. late night TV stand-up debut. And in other news, human rights confers evade a Lebanese security shutdown. Swiss lawmakers make anti-queer bias a crime. Trump tramples on LGBTQ dignity yet again. And Romanians defeat an anti-equality referendum by staying home. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern on Cheyenne Radio, right after the Joe and Anthony Show. Hang tight, folks. We will be live again in 4 minutes.
Oh, I was going to do the word of the day thing.
Oh, preside. We will preside again in 4 minutes.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio.
Flashback. You make this shot, you can have anything you want for dinner.
I have Kentucky Fried Chicken, Mom.
You got it, superstar.
Kids love Kentucky Fried Chicken, just like other folks. And with all those delicious fixins', what a meal.
It's finger-licking good!
Lots of people with telephones not made by AT&T are reporting some kind of complaint. When was the last time you had a complaint with an AT&T phone? Get the first-class phones of AT&T. You get what you pay for. AT&T, the right choice.
Squeeze those lemons, chop those herbs. All that chicken, it's superb. Shrimp on the grill, broiled and basted. It's the best I've ever tasted. Chicken and shrimp, together they're great. Now add Sizzler, one special taste. Sizzler, chicken and shrimp, together. Chicken and shrimp, it's a Sizzler.
You're listening to Cheyenne Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyenne Radio.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Make your commute more commutable. Catch weekday rush hour hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty, from 6:30 to 10:30 Eastern every weekday morning. Betty scours the internet for all kinds of questionably awesome content, and then she plays it in bite-sized 15-minute segments. Combined with her sassy attitude, Betty is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then make your drive home more exciting with Traffic with Toppers. Weekday afternoons from 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern, Gil and his unique cast of characters bring you the latest chart busters of days gone by in a way that is sure to make you laugh. Visit www.cheyampa.info for a complete schedule of programming.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Ah!
This is John DeBose, host of Headphone Meditations. You're listening to Shyampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
For Roger, too.
All right, go ahead and cue Roger.
Yay. Welcome back. Roger here. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and, what you've all been waiting for, Anthony's crazy Florida news.
Yay.
But first, I want to tell you to tune into these fine shows we source from our friends at Radio4All.net on Shyampa Radio, Traffic with Topper's Radio Show with Gil, and Upfront Soul All Night Long with Sanguine Fromage. And oh man, be sure you tune into Headphone Meditations with John DuBose every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. New York time. Be sure to visit shyampa.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Now, why don't you go grab your bongs biatches so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. Take it away, dude.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Joe.
There you go. Oh, excuse me.
Bless
I
just, you.
I had to refresh the database for a moment. Let me find my Yay. Arrow here. And the... There
I
we go.
I like arrows.
Yes.
I saw some big arrows.
I'm sure you saw some big arrows. Good for you. Good for you. Before we get into my crazy Florida news, it's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently overcast and 81 degrees with a humidity of 74% and a heat index of 85 degrees. The dew point is 72 and visibility is 10 miles. We are also currently under a tropical storm watch, hurricane local statement, and a storm surge watch. Exactly. Tonight, isolated showers and storms, mostly cloudy with a low around 77. 20% chance of precipitation. On Tuesday, we have a 50% chance of scattered showers and storms, mostly cloudy with a high near 89, heat index values as high as 97 degrees. It will be breezy with a wind 11 to 15 miles an hour. On Tuesday night, we will have a 30% chance of scattered showers and storms, mainly before midnight, mostly cloudy with a low around 78. On Wednesday, tropical storm conditions are possible. There is a 70% chance of scattered showers and storms throughout the area, then showers likely, and possibly a storm after 2 p.m. So it's probably going to storm. I don't understand why they do that. Just say it's going to freaking storm and shower all day. Cloudy with a high near 87. Heat index values as high as 98 degrees. And then on Wednesday night, we will have a 60% chance of showers and storms before 8, and then showers and storms between 8 and 2, and then showers and storms after 2. Cloudy showers with a storms. Low around showers 78. And that's it for your Shyampa weather. And now time for some crazy Florida news, because we already had the crazy Florida weather, right?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Showers and storms.
Showers and storms. Showers and storms.
Then showers and storms.
Showers and storms before 8. And then between 8 and 2. And then from 2 on. Just say you're just going to have chances of showers and storms all friggin' night. Oh, my goodness. All right.
Save you some transmission verbiage.
Yeah, right. All right. We got to update the database.
I just have my updated database ready to go.
I'm doing things new now. We're not using flame like things anymore. We're actually using other things.
And I may be switching to.
And he may be switching to the same method, which is
to
not nice.
Flame like things.
Because it's not as harsh. All right. So anyway, the Tampa Bay Times brings us our first Florida lifestyle news story of the night. When you're driving around town and your car runs out of gas, you may be tempted to think that you have very little options available to you to get where you need to be in a hurry. However, Anne is a true Floridian and decided to turn her lemons into Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, boy.
According to the Largo Police Department, Amy, 43, was driving along East Bay Drive just after midnight on Monday when she ran out of gas.
Oh.
Looking for a solution, she walked across the street to the CVS parking lot where she saw some idiot's vehicle sitting in the parking lot with the driver's door open and the keys in the ignition. How fucking stupid can you get in? She got in and drove off with moose poop. I hear it's a popular thing nowadays. Amy didn't make it very far, though. She only made it to the next traffic light, where she took a right turn and was pulled over by the Largo Police Department. She was arrested and transported to Pinellas County Jail. While being booked in jail, deputies said that they found a glass pipe hidden in her crotch area, which tested positive for methamphetamine. So I think she might have... Yeah, she did. Stuff it in. You want those? Listen to that episode. That episode had a lot of that in it.
Oh, yeah.
Hence the title. Amy was charged with grand theft of a motor vehicle, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of contraband in a county detention facility.
You should create a character with her name in it, in her honor.
In her honor, yeah, right. Amy is currently being held in the county jail.
Crazy Amy.
The Tampa Bay Times.
What a solution.
Yeah, just steal a car. You run out of gas, steal someone else's car. While you have a meth pipe stuck up your wajuji mouth. The Tampa Bay Times brings us our next Floridian of the night, who needed some cash and thought he was going to be sneaky to get himself some extra green for not a lot of work. Yeah, those bright ideas, let me tell you. Detectives received a call from a Newport Richey landlord who had told them that one of her tenants, Levy, 28, was passing funny money. The landlord said that Levy gave her currency he claimed he printed out at the library for fun. When she told him that she was going to call the police, he ran away, an arrest affidavit said. Upon further investigation, she found several printed sheets of what appeared to be counterfeit $5, $10, and $20 bills on the floor of his bedroom. Oh, when detectives approached a very nervous and sweating Levy, he said he found legal printable money while searching the Pinterest website. Yeah, right, legal printable money. While searching the Pinterest website online at the library and began printing the bills there. After his arrest and reading of his Miranda rights, Levy told investigators that he purchased cotton blend paper at a Walmart and then used the paper to print the counterfeit bills at the library. He said he disposed of some of the sheets in the sewage drain, but found a buyer on Facebook willing to pay $250 to $500 worth of for funny money. Wow. So you can get $500 for funny money.
I might use it for Monopoly.
There you go. He said he was nervous because he already was on probation for dealing in stolen property. He was taken to Land O'Lakes, right?
Land O'Lakes?
We have Land O'Lakes, Florida.
Oh, okay.
It's actually
there's definitely mooses in Land O'Lakes.
No, not that Land O'Lakes. This Land O'Lakes got crocodiles. He was taken to Land O'Lakes jail without bond on a charge of forgery and of bank and bills. Yeah. Land O'Lakes is just north. I think it's just north of our studios here. It's not very far.
Okay.
Yeah, go figure.
Just south of my studios.
Yeah, nothing exciting here, though. All right, here we go. Our final and naked Florida news story of the night comes from the Orlando Sentinel and tells us of some fast food naked hijinks. Ariana, 21, of Palm Coast, Florida, said that she received a call from her boyfriend, who said he was biking home from the Winn-Dixie when a man started chasing him on foot, the report stated. Ariana said she and a friend arrived at the Chick-fil-A parking lot and saw Corey, 30, stripping off his clothes while trying to fight her boyfriend.
Okay.
Why not me? Corey then accused Ariana's boyfriend of being gay because he looked at Corey's cock and balls. I'm like, really? At that point, Ariana called 911. Once authorities arrived, Corey refused to cooperate and kept yelling moose poop. moose poop, according to the report. I don't think that was part of the original news story. Ariana and her boyfriend declined to press charges against Corey for indecent exposure. Yeah, Corey of Palm Coast, Florida, is charged with breaching the peace and resisting an officer without violence, according to the Flagler County Sheriff's Office. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Thanks, dude. Thank the database. You are tuned into Chiampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Chiampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots. Be a part of this unique studio experience. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on.
Are we really? Woo-hoo.
Here it comes. Plethora Monday. Take it away, guys.
So, I guess, why to avoid Expedia part two?
Yeah.
What's that all about?
So, you know, the last time we chatted, it was after a trip to Disney and a bad hotel on Expedia.
Yes, now there's a part two.
There's a part two because Juan Valdez here was trying to make some holiday plans up north, which, by the way, I'm visiting New York City for a couple days in December. It should be fun. I'm excited. I get to see a friend of Brian. Brian, he's called into the show a few times.
Yes.
I was going to try to do Expedia to kind of like correlate it all together and do everything. It was a wreck. And it really didn't give me a whole lot of good options. So I actually saved, I think, $200 by reserving my car, airline, hotel, and train. The trip is called Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. That is this year's holiday trip theme. So we're flying up north on a plane, and then we're there for a week. We rent a car, and then we take an Amtrak 3 hours to New York City, in which then we stay in New York City for a few days, and then we fly back to Tampa. So it's Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. I wanted to get the Amtrak trip in there.
What was the first trip, part of the trip again?
Flight. It's flight up to Massachusetts.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, so we fly up to Massachusetts and take the train.
Now, that's not the Accelera or any of those fast trains, is it?
No, it's just a regular Amtrak.
Regular Amtrak.
It's a regular Amtrak coach train. I think it's got a dining car in it, and I think it's got a few little amenity. At least it's got a snack car in it, I think. There's one that has a whole bunch of amenities. No, actually, we can't.
You can't?
We cannot. I think it's like there's some point where it doesn't quite meet, and then I think it like stops in Orlando, and then you have to take a bus from Orlando to Tampa.
Or you'd have to like go all the way through Chicago to Denver.
It's something like that. It's really ridiculous.
Or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you had a lot of time on your hands and you just
If I had a week to sit on a train, that'd be great. But I don't have a week to sit on a train.
No, not at all. But if you got like the sleeper car or one of those executive things.
True, that's true.
I was kind of curious about train travel, and I noticed that there are now junior sleepers where they convert into double bunks.
Oh, see, there you go.
Mm-hmm. They're kind of small, they're kind of cramped, but
some place to sleep, you know?
Yeah, if it's just you, it's private, it's, you know, why not?
So, yeah, I mean, the train trip itself is only like 3.5 hours. So it's not a very long, it's not going to be a very long train ride. It's probably almost going to be equal to the distance I used to take in my commute from Northwest Indiana to Chicago. Albeit a much more comfortable train because I'll actually it's seats with the recline and blah blah blah. So I'm looking forward to it though. It should be interesting. And then we arrive and we'll show up in Penn Station in New York City and Penn Station, and then we'll take the train and we'll take the train. The train, luckily, the hotel is really close to a train station, so we'll take the train to train, and then we'll be like a couple blocks from the hotel.
3-star, 4-star, 5-star, 8-star.
It's a 4-star. I think it's nice. A contemporary 4-star. It's in a gentrifying part of Queens, Jamaica. So okay. It looks interesting. It looks very okay. It looks very culture rich, and I'm very, very looking forward to it.
Culture rich.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So
well, that sounds like a very nice trip. I hope there's a nice report out of this.
Oh, yeah, of course there will be. I mean, it will be the holidays, so of course we'll be taking some time off during the holidays anyway, because I'll be traveling, and you'll be busy with holiday stuff, because I know your work kind of speeds up around the holidays a lot.
Yes, we do speed up. And this is like the first year where I don't think I'll be doing anything, so I might investigate getting my own turkey and doing my little dinner.
There you go. That should be fun.
And we'll see where my friend is at, and hopefully he can be a little more functional, and we'll feed him something, too.
You can have a little thing, little holiday get-together.
I'll even do a holiday broadcast. How about that?
Oh, that should be interesting.
Mm-hmm. I can tap into Betty and do a holiday broadcast. And
there we go.
Have whiskey galore and music with Gil from Toppers and all kinds of fun stuff.
That should be very interesting.
Cheese, meat, and crackers is definitely a holiday thing. I used to remember all the time, Anthony, everywhere. Because we are getting into the season where it's cheese.
We are.
Luckily, I've pretty well isolated myself from a lot of these things, except for work, which the work parties are pretty fun, I have to say.
Okay, well, that's good. Yeah, we do like work parties can be good.
Speaking of which, I need to talk to my former colleague, who's still working with us anyways, to see if she wants to bring some of the old gang back for a Christmas party.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah. So, did you miss National Taco Day? I did, actually.
I did as well, which is quite upsetting, actually, to be honest with you. I was a little upset.
The thing is, tacos have kind of fallen out of favor with me.
Gasp. Clutch the pearls.
I'm not happy with the end results.
Well, maybe you just have too much. See, I keep my tacos really nice and simple. It's the corn tortilla. It's the filling, which I've gone to chicken lately because that makes my cardiologist happy. Filling.
That's my problem.
Some.
Because I like the carnitas, the steak.
Oh, no, I like the carnitas as well. That used to be what I ate all the time, but it is just too delicious and too much fat. It's got too much fat in it. So I do like the chicken, or I'll do the carnitas if I feel up for it, and then just some cilantro and some onion, and that's it. That's all I get on my tacos. And I put some salsa. I get some of that green salsa. I put that on there. It's a tomatillo salsa. I love it. It's phenomenal. Makes my day just all so much brighter.
I guess I like to dab on some of that sour cream.
See, sour cream and I, we're not good friends. And I don't
and
I don't trust sour cream
steak
anymore.
And the carnitas could be causing some of those.
I think so.
Things.
Maybe.
Ooh, the gong.
The gong. I think maybe.
This show went too fast. I'm sorry.
It really did go quickly tonight, didn't it? I'm kind of surprised.
I feel like we're getting sucked into a black hole. Maybe that's why there was a recent presidential alert. They're testing it so they can alert us that there's a black hole.
That we're being sucked
around.
Into a black hole.
Yeah. We're being sucked into a black hole, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here first on the Joe and Anthony Show.
That's a frightening thought, but it's possible. It's very possible.
You know what? I have Cherry Coke now, and we're going to add that to some whiskey tonight. And
you're
going to,
wow. This is a god. Joe's gone alcoholic on me. That's fine. I got my database that I'm going to work with here.
So, and operators are standing by. If you still want to call us, we may not answer, but you can go right into voicemail, and Betty will patiently listen to you, and she'll appropriately delegate the message to wherever it
needs
to go.
2 minutes. 2 minutes.
813-327-8566. Do we have a Clay People update with Ezel McAdoo? Have we?
Well, I think he's in chat tonight.
Oh, yes. Let's see.
He was talking about putting butter on the bed and rolling around in it. Or was that you? Oh no, that was okay. No, that was definitely Ezel that was talking about rolling around in the butter. Yeah, I didn't know how to respond to that.
I think
Ezel and the Clay people are having a little too much fun. Ezel, don't get too much butter on those Clay people, because if they go out in the heat, then they'll become like pastries.
They'll become alive.
They'll become the pastry people. And then they'll get...
Well, if it's clarified butter, though, that could be good.
Jesus. Oh, all right. So, yeah, we got 1 minute until the ugly lights come on.
Well,
I agree.
Just real quick, I'm again, just remind folks that I'm coming out sometime in November, early November, November 9th, I think. Through the
13th. Believe so. That is correct. We'll be doing a live, several live broadcasts, I'm sure.
Yes, yes. And lots of... whatevering. We're going to be doing things.
Oh, that's too funny.
I need an automatic moose poop dispenser. I mean a cat poop dispenser.
Well, you can get one of those automated litter boxes, but they don't work that well. I had one before.
How about the toilet flush ones?
The toilet flush ones intrigue me, but I don't have cats anymore, so I think if I bought it, it would be a waste of money.
And I don't know if my cat would go in it.
That's the other problem. Kitties are fussy when it comes to litter boxes, and you know, they can get, and if they don't like the litter box situation, you can kiss your furniture, you can kiss your carpeting, you can kiss your floor goodbye, because they will just piss all over the damn place
and poop
and do everything else. See, there goes the cat again. It's actually the cat that runs the control room.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, none of us can get in there. The cat runs it, so we don't really know what's going on around here. So, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on and the fire marshal arrived. So, I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special snowflake way.
Hey, no! My bottle's up, eh? Glad you can join us for the Joe and Anthony show here tonight on Shyamba Radio.
Shyamba Radio.
For all times Eastern, be sure to check out Weekend with Joe's. Weekend with Joe, Saturdays at 6 p.m. Then check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays live at noon, Sundays at noon, and then another recast on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Remember, all times are Eastern.
All times are Eastern. You can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She plays the first 15 minutes of random podcasts from archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then on your drive home, you can catch traffic with Toppers weekday afternoons starting at 3:30 Eastern. Gil dusts off some really obscure music. The Shrimp Boat one was on today. I like the Shrimp Boat one. That cracks me up when I hear it. It combines it with this really strange brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
And remember, it's 4:20 somewhere. And that means I'm in programming, technique, cue, audio, heaven. You know, folks, since you're here, just keep one of your devices tuned to Shyamba Radio and leave it on in the background. That's Shyamba Radio. Visit chiampa.info. You can see our most current broadcast schedule, our social medias, and much, much more. Banter time. Banter time.
Like hammer time?
Yeah, right?
Hammer time.
I'm actually quite gassy. I feel like I could explode at any moment. Yes.
Did we actually finish up with ugly lights still left over? That's unusual.
Yes.
Wow.
But we're always timely, and that's
we know, try to be timely. Strength. We do try to be timely.
Strength. Wow, I got hot all of a sudden.
That chicken that Betty's frying out in the back. That's what's going on.
Well, yeah, it raised the temperature in here. Now I gotta turn on the air
conditioner. That's what Betty does. That's what she does when she fries the chicken. But she makes some good money off of it, though. It really is good.
It's just kind of sad that these chickens have been left over for, like, how many years now? 3 or 4 years?
Quite a while. Something like that.
Unleashed in the studio by Roger.
Well, you know, there's like a strange chicken coop. The cat runs the chicken coop in the control room. And the blinky button, I don't know how it all works. I don't want to know how it all works, because then I'd have to probably, like, declare it to the fire marshal or something, and that would be bad.
And the IRS.
Yeah, maybe that too. So we won't delve into how that all works, but I do want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. We'll try to be back next week, but for a few weeks, Joe's got some things going on, so it'll be sketchy. Check out our blog at cheyampa.info, soontobe.org. Remember, folks, don't try to buy some nuked pee with funny money after dancing around a Chick-fil-A parking lot in the nude with meth up your cooch. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a T for Trans-Siberian.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with a knee.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.